he's an attorney, and he, in turn, instead of turning his whole self, he just turned like this, and when he did, he collapsed alone. So they had to put me on a train and send me back home. And well, no, I rode with some guys and their wives that were coming back. We left on a Friday afternoon and rode all night and all day and got to Roswell at 3 o'clock Monday morning.
How did he do that? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, instead of turning his chair around, he just turned his body. And when he did, he had an excruciating pain.
Was he all right? Did he?
Well, then they treated a collapsed lung with 5 weeks in bed, flat on your back. So the others were being shipped out. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anybody to stay with, so I had to come home.
Wow.
And then after his 6 weeks, they sent him on over by himself.
But he made it back and everything?
Yes, yes. Yeah, he was gone 16 or 18 months.
Wow.
And I lived at home with my parents while he was gone.
And then you got him to move back to Roswell.
Yes. My daddy, when I got married, he had built this garage apartment out from our house that all the neighbors called the weaning house, and he gave everybody free rent to live in the garage apartment until you could do something better. So my husband was a struggling attorney, so it was going to be a while before he did something better, so we were in it twice. But I moved out, and my brother moved in, and then when he moved out, my sister moved in. So we lived right there in Mother's yard.
That's handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the man at the corner store said, "Are you still living in the weaning house?"
That was a good name for it.
It sure was. So are there any particular family stories that have been passed down through your family? Do you know when your people came to Roswell? Roswell?
No. Well, they were already living here. My family was. You know, my grandmother, I don't know anything about a grandfather, but she was already living here and so on. But no, I don't remember that far back. I sure don't.
I think mine lived here. My mother's, not her parents, but the other side lived out on and he was a farmer. He was living there when I was born. In fact, I think I was born there, wasn't I, Sid?
I don't believe so, Billy. I think he was born across the street from us on I believe. I'm not sure. And Harold was born there.
That's up there where that big shopping center. You know anything about Roswell?
A little bit.
That's the new shopping center in Roswell. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All that property belonged to my granddaddy, and he let every one of the children have acreage. So you could go up when you passed his house on the left. I had an aunt here, an aunt here, an uncle here, and an aunt here. They were, they sort of clanned together. Mm-hmm. Now my great grandparents lived over, their property joined on the back, and that's, they were on. But they've always lived here.
What did y'all call your parents? Did you call them Mama and Daddy, or how'd you call them?
Mm-hmm. Mine was Mother. I guess yours was too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What about your grandparents?
My grandma. I only had a grandma. I didn't ever know anything about a grandfather.
And you called her Grandma?
Well, I used to call her Grandma, And she would visit with us after all the children. She was a widow woman. Her husband died from injuries in service, I understand. Mm-hmm. I never did know much about it or hear much about it, but I never remembered going to my grandmother's house, in other words, because she lived about with the children. And at that time, my daddy was a foreman, and I was 5 years old, and there was cotton in front of the house, and she always wore an apron. And she'd fold that apron up somehow, tuck it this way and this way, and she'd pick a little cotton and put it in her apron. And I can remember giving her some in her hand,